Well, hi guys, my name is Timothy Clark. I'm here with James Clark. He's playing with a little propeller anemometer thing.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to him about weather. And as you guys know, my little booms here go from all kinds of topics, everything from guitars to religion to politics. So, this is not out of the realm of possibilities yet, I reckon. So, we're going to get into it with James. He is going to talk to us. So, James, what is an anemometer and how does it work?
Well, an anemometer is a simple term to explain something that is somewhat complex. An anemometer, in simple terms, is a little device that allows you to measure wind speed and direction, okay? That also includes things like wind bearing and gusts and, you know, tailwind and things of that nature, okay? And you also want to be able to measure the direction of the wind. So, if throwing all that into a little anemometer, this particular one has a compass in it. It also can tell you what the temperature is, humidity, barometric pressure, and things like that. So it's really useful, but we're focusing on the wind speeds. That's pretty much what an anemometer is, and you can interface this particular one with a free application from Weatherflow called the Wind Meter app. And it's really nifty because you can do different measurements with it. You can do it in pascals and kilometers per minute and miles per minute, knots per hour, miles per hour, kilometers per minute.
So pretty much it's all per minute, nothing per second.
You know what? You may be able to set it per second. I really don't know because I haven't played with this app too much.
Okay. Because you'd think you'd be able to do it per second, too.
I know you can set it to record up to a certain amount of seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went in and changed that bit. It's set now to record for infinity.
Okay, and here is something else. You know, you mentioned the anemometer can do directions, it can do temperature, it can do wind speed.
Mm-hmm.
You used the term tailwind.
Uh-huh.
You might want to explain to some of the people here specifically what a tailwind is.
So basically, tailwind is a directional term. So say you're facing the wind, okay? And there's wind blowing here, okay? Now you're facing the wind, right, Timothy? So let's say you face the wind, right?
Yeah, so I mean, is it wind that simply comes out of your tail?
No, it's, you know, the stuff that kind of loops back around. So you're standing there and the wind stops and then it blows the same direction, but now you got wind sort of looping back behind you too.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of like tail, that's the best way to describe tailwind.
And I made a really bad joke.
You did, yes.
So, but that's basically tailwind.
The basic simple answer is yes. Okay, it's 4.9 miles per hour.
Okay. What is?
The wind.
Currently?
No. Right now it's about 0.1 miles an hour. It was gusting earlier to about 4.9, about 5 miles an hour.
Okay. Okay, so your anemometer can tell you all of this then?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in order to get the readings from the anemometer, you have to have a special app?
You have to have the app called Wind Meter, and you can get the Wind Meter app from the App Store via Apple, the Apple App Store, or the Android Google Store.
Google Play.
They're both accessible from either platform. Free app. The actual anemometer, it comes, and you can either get the Bluetooth version or the wired version. The wired version is called the Wind Meter, I guess for the Wind Meter app.
Does that cost more?
You know, I actually don't know. I was focusing specifically on the weather meter, which is what I have. It's a Bluetooth. It actually does more. That's not a joke. You can look at the specs. It actually does more.
Mm-hmm.
The Bluetooth version actually will do things like humidity and barometric pressure. The wired version, the wind meter, will not.
Mm.
Which is kind of cool. You can also set this on a tripod.
And a tripod would be benefit for what kinds of applications would a tripod be beneficial for?
It'd be very beneficial if you want to use it for a temperature, for say a thermometer. It would also be because the thing is your body heat's going to be affecting its temperature.
Right.
Okay.
Now, do you know how much the body heat would affect the temperature of your overall reading?
A lot.
Would it be by degree or
which reading? Are we talking specific wind? Or are we talking the actual
temperature? Let's shift a little bit and look at the temperature.
Well, okay.
Okay, so I'm just saying, how much is that going to influence the overall temperature?
Well, I want you to think. What is the current body, what is the healthy body temperature of a human being? Okay?
Right.
It's about 99.9 degrees mass, right? Around that area, right?
In the 90s.
Okay.
In the 90s. Okay. I think it's like 90 to like...
I think it's like 99.9. Not 98.9. So let's just say...
I think it's like 90 to 99 or something like that. There's like that 9.
Yeah, it's like 99.9. Let's just say, okay, let's say your body temperature drops to 80... Let's say 80 degrees, okay? And it's a cold day, so it's dropping. And you're holding something in your hand. That thing's going to get cold because of your body heat, not necessarily because of the conditions.
Well, this phone is a perfect example.
Yeah. So.
Because my phone is actually cold in my hand, and I'm holding it in my left hand right now.
Okay. Now the place you're holding it is warm, right?
No.
It's not warm.
No.
So it's cold. So your body temperature is radiating the temperature, right? It's changing the temperature. Even though your body temperature, because your hand is cold, okay? Because you see, your hand is cold, right? Is your hand cold?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your hand is cold, so it's affecting the temperature, right?
Yeah, probably of the device.
Of the device. Now, this anemometer is about the size of a stack of quarters. Really small.
Mm.
It's pocket-sized, okay? Mm. It's so small, it actually comes in a carrying case. You can put the carrying case in your pocket and walk out with it,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So, yeah, body temperature will affect this a lot by a big degree. So if you want to set this on a tripod and get the best reading, you can do that. There's also on the app two power settings, low and high. Low's for about 15 feet radius. High's for about 500 feet. That's not a joke. And it also takes considerable more battery if you use the high setting.
All right. Well, I got to end this. We have maybe about... two more minutes left.
Let me just say, if you want
to say something real quick, go ahead.
For camping or boating or anyone who deals with severe weather, as I do, I'm a severe weather spotter and I also deal with the Coco Ross program. Both applications, severe weather and even Coco Ross with precipitation, it is very important, in my opinion, to know what wind speeds you're dealing with for that day so you don't hurt yourself or become harmed in any situation. Concerning weather. It's dangerous.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, I'm Timothy Clark. James, thank you for joining us.
No problem.
And we will see you all 8 sometime soon, I pray. You guys take care. Stay safe and God bless you.